Do you have a high-stakes presentation in your future? Would it help if someone told you, "Hey, don't be nervous, you'll do fine"? I didn't think so. For most people, conquering a bad case of the nerves can be a little more complex than that, particularly if a big sale, an important promotion, or a rare raise is resting on the outcome. Not to mention the thought of a negative outcome if the presentation flops. That was the case back at the beginning of my speaking career. 5 minutes before I was to deliver my first executive presentation, the CEO who had hired me to speak to his team of 17 executive VPs caught me in the hallway outside the boardroom where the big event was to happen. He stuck out his hand toward me and introduced himself. Actually, that wasn't necessary because from the moment I'd laid eyes on him as he charged through the doors at the end of the hall, there was no doubt he was in charge. He nodded toward Pam, who'd been my contact and his liaison through the planning process. He dropped my hand and glanced at his watch. He said, "I see we have about 3 minutes until time for you to start. Just wanted to catch you beforehand and explain a few things." His tone got even more somber, his eyes intense. "I guess Pam has told you here that I'm new. Came aboard about 4 months ago to turn this banking system around. We have a lot of problems here, one of the biggest of which is communication. And, of course, that's why you're here today. But I just want to make one thing clear. These guys are not happy to be here. Let's just say that I've made this a command performance, that they show up, that is, and my reputation is on the line. I just want you to understand that you have approximately several thousand dollars per minute in salary sitting around that table. Do you understand? In fact..."